When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Over and Back Classic NBA Podcast, brought to you by StatHead. I am Jason, and with me, as usual, is Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Oh, man, you know, just having a good time. You know, we're going to be doing another one of our shows built on the research tools at StatHead, doing a search for something fun. This one, as people who follow us on Twitter know, we loved whenever, you know, there's someone ever, you know, like breaks through, like has like a really like giant monster game. And then, you know, you'll get NBA.com or, you know, whatever Twitter will say, hey, no one has ever done this since Wilt Chamberlain. And one of our favorite running jokes on Twitter is there's always a Wilt stat.
Yep.
And today we are going to be searching the most powerful research tool in sports for StatHead. We are going to look for searches that only return Wilt Chamberlain.
Yes, yeah, we just want Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah, we a common thing, and we do it on Twitter all the time. People now send us these as well on Twitter. Yep. Is there's always a Wilt stat, because it's always, you know, this guy had this insane amount of rebounds and this insane amount of points and this insane amount of whatever. First guy to do that since Wilt Chamberlain, and every single time it comes up, and it's like, yeah, all these remarkable things, and like it's kind of funny how in passing it's just like, oh, yeah, since Wilt Chamberlain. It's like, well, maybe like maybe let's talk a little bit more about Wilt Chamberlain, who's literally all of these stats is like since Wilt Chamberlain. He's the most incredible statistical player in basketball history. But yeah, there's always a Wilt stat. Is a common thing on our Twitter account. It's spread the world, Jason. Everywhere you go, you hear people say there's always a Wilt stat,
and there's always a Wilt stat here. Yeah,
And prove that there's even more Wilt stats than we even knew before, because we're going to uncover some new there's always some Wilt stats here.
At the end of the show, we are going to invite our listeners to actually participate and do their own there's only a Wilt stat searches at stathead.com. We'll give you some a hashtag and some things to do and some instructions for doing that. If you want to share your own after you listen to the show, we would love to see what kind of StatHead searches that you can do to return only Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, it's a fun little challenge. You can get the family involved, get everybody involved in trying to get onto StatHead.com and do as many searches as you possibly can and find your own Wilt stat. There are plenty out there, trust us. There are many, many more that we've probably even just barely scratched the surface of Wilt stat. So yeah, get on StatHead.com and make your own Wilt stat.
Absolutely. It is, of course, StatHead is powered by the sports reference sites you trust and use every day, including for listeners of the show, of course, Basketball Reference, but you got Baseball Reference, you got the other sports as well. So definitely worth checking out. You use our exclusive promo code BACK to get $20 off an annual subscription to any of StatHead.com's products. And thank you so much to StatHead.com sponsoring this week's show, giving us the tools to take our research to the next level. Should we get to it, Rich?
Let's do it.
All right. So obviously, first one, 82 to 100 points per game. You list any points above 82 to 100, you're going to only get Wilt Chamberlain, because only Wilt Chamberlain has scored 100 points in a game. So we'll get that one out of the way pretty quickly. Not much more to say there. We have done a couple episodes actually on Wilt Chamberlain's 100 point game. One of them was, of course, 100 facts about Wilt Chamberlain's 100 point game. And another was a great interview that we had with Gary Pomerantz, who wrote the a fine book on Wilt's 100-point game, and of course a great book on Bob Cousy as well. So definitely worth checking out. But that's the first one I want to mention right there.
Yeah, and that episode, the interview with Gary Pomerantz, we dive into a little bit of like, can this ever happen again? And I think we all theorize that there's just like no way. It's like everybody would get weird about it. The player would get weird about it. The other team would get weird about it. The coaches would be weird about it. The media would be weird about it. Like, it's just the idea that it's ever going to happen again, that a guy will even get anywhere near this 82 to 100 is just, it seems impossible. It just seems absolutely, absolutely, absolutely impossible. Who knows? Maybe, but we all theorized, I think Gary agreed with us, that it's just like, it would just be too ridiculous and nobody would want to really be involved in like attempting to do it. So probably not going to happen.
Right. Yeah. 82, maybe 100, and not probably not. All right. So Wilt Chamberlain, 62 plus points, 32 rebounds in a game. No one else has ever done it. Wilt Chamberlain did it 5 different times. He had a 78 and 43, 73 and 36, 68 and 34, 63 and 32, and 62 and 37. He did it, from 1961 to 1967. The last time he did it, he was almost 32 years old. So
I love the 78 and 43 in a loss. This is the perfect Wilt stat.
Right.
It's a three overtime loss. He's like, I'm doing everything I can. I'm trying.
Right.
I have 78 and 43. And they're like, sorry. Well, it's just Lakers are the better team this night. He's God damn
right.
it.
Yeah, and of course, that's the same game in which Baylor had 60. I believe that's the game that Baylor had 63 and 31. Baylor, of course, had an incredible a game as well. It's one of the great duels in NBA history. But yeah, Wilt has 8 of 10 60-30 games. Baylor had the aforementioned 63 and 31, and George Mikan had a 61.36 rebound game in his career. So definitely, one of the great games, incredible of all time. And that was the 63-31 game that Baylor had. Also, 7 assists. So
also had some time to pass the ball too. So
which is great. Good for him. We've talked recently, of course, upon Elgin Baylor's passing, talked about some of the great legacy that he's had in his career. So, Wilt Chamberlain also, no one has ever had 70 points, 20 rebounds in a game. Only 3 times he did that. Of course, 125 in his 100-point game. It's pretty good. 78 and 43, already mentioned, in the 73 and 36. And Baylor is the only other player with a 70-20 game. So pretty incredible ones there. What do we got next?
That's pretty awesome. So, all right. Yeah. So how about 31 points and 40 rebounds in a game? 31 points, 40 rebounds in a game. He did it 12 times. The only other player to have a 30 and 40 game is Bill Russell. So Wilt also has 8 games of 40-40 and 5 games of 50-40. And just to make this, just to give you an idea of just Wilt's insane numbers here, Wilt is the only player with a 70-40 game, a 60-40 game, a 55-45 game, or a 40-40 game as well. 40-40 is a pretty cool stat too. It's just absurd. So
it's like him and Jose Canseco.
That's what I was gonna bring up. It's like in a baseball stat, it's just like 44, but it's just like casually, just 40 rebounds, 40 points. All right, here we go. Another day at the office for old Wilt. Wilt has the most assists his most assists in these 30-40 games is 60. Or 6, sorry. He did not have 60 assists, sorry. 6. That would be impressive. He scored 31 points, 40 rebounds, and then also had 60 assists. That would be something to talk about. That is a Wilt stat for all time, but that is not the case. But again, 31 and 40, he did it 12 different times. The only guy to ever have a 30-40 game as well to join him is Bill Russell, who, believe it or not, just barely squeaked by a win that game. The Celtics won 110-107 against the Lakers, 1962. So that'd be a hell of a game to watch out in OT.
That's Game 7 Finals, of course. So, that's obviously
a very good game. Yes, very famous, very good game.
Not bad.
Including for some fun Wilt stat stuff here, as we mentioned before, that he lost that 78-43 game. He also lost, let's do a quick little 1, 2, 3, 4 of those 31-40 games, because of course Wilt would find a way to lose those. He had 50-40 against the Detroit Pistons in 1964, lost by two points. Then he lost by a little bit more against the Celtics, as per usual, when he had 44-42, and then a close loss again in a 34-55 rebound game against the Celtics, of course, because it's Will Chamberlain. So he would have amazing individual games and then still lose to the Celtics. So
a lot of people lost the Celtics, though.
To be fair,
I like that. So these are, you know, obviously it was a high scoring era, but I like the fact that he had a 50-40 game in a game in which his team only scored 97 points. So it's like, guys, put up more than half the points here.
Somebody do something. No, all right, I'll do it.
Right, all right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes. So obviously he never had 60 assists in a game. However, he had more than 20 assists. In fact, he had more than 21 points, 21 rebounds, and 21 assists. One time he did that, 22, 25, and 21 in a game, also against the Pistons in 1968. That was a win. Russell Westbrook is the only other player to have a 20-20-20 game. He did that recently in 2019 against the Lakers, but 21-21-21. Wilt is the only player to ever do that. He is the only player with 30 points, 30 rebounds, and 10 assists in a game. He did that five different times, including 53, 32, and 14 in 1968 when he was still with the Sixers against the Lakers. That might be that game that has like that's like the meme one, the one where it's like, you know, they say that he had like 20 blocks or like, you know, like 10 steals or whatever. Those are obviously unofficial, but I believe that might be that's that game that, you know, that keeps popping up, that funny. Whenever anyone has like a great game, that always gets like thrown out there as a meme. That's kind of become that. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And he has four of the six all time 40, 25, and 10 games. Only Elgin Baylor and George McGinnis have managed to do that.
George McGinnis, let's get some love to that. Yeah. And he had 41, 25, and 13 in 1975. That's pretty cool. Cause a lot of these other ones are the other one, Elgin Baylor, obviously in 1961, like the most, one of the most insane seasons in NBA history, just numbers out of the, you know, all-time legends having all-time great seasons or whatever. George McGinnis just smack dab in the middle of the 70s. It's like, 41, 25, and 13. Like, yep.
Why not?
I think that's really, really cool. Cause that's not an era where that was happening very often. So where you were getting those huge, 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 huge numbers from guys. So that's awesome for him.
I am wondering, I don't believe this is the case. Cause I think he was done coaching at this point, but that was against the, San Diego team of the ABA. I was wondering if Wilt was on the other side coaching.
He wouldn't know. Wilt would, I think Wilt was, would have been really aware of what was going on. He was just kind of like, what's up?
That was, they're playing, the Conquistadors at the, I believe that, Wilt was no longer coaching.
No, he's done.
Depending on when it was either Alex Groza or Burl Shipley. I've never Burl Shipley before. So, and he only coached for those 46 games in the ABA for the Conquistadors. So, fun times. All right. Moving on from Burl Shipley, as much as we would like to keep talking about Burl Shipley, sure? I think we're going to have to move on. So, 30 points, 35 rebounds, 5 assists. Did this 12 different times. In his career, the closest to reaching that threshold was Dolph Schayes, who had 28, 35, and 6 at one time in his career. And Wilt, he won all 12 of these games.
Yeah, see?
No losses here. That's the key.
There it is. So that is the key. Yeah, we found the key.
You just need 35 rebounds and 5 assists.
Yeah, exactly. Just get the ball. Move the ball around, Wilt. Come on.
Yeah,
find the open man. Let's go.
Yeah, get those rebounds. Find the open man. Everything's going to be great, you know? Right. Yeah. Just score 30 points too. So don't always find the open man. Sometimes give it yourself.
Sometimes you do need to definitely score a few times. But yeah, no, that's we found it. We figured it out. We cracked the Wilt code. Is just just score a lot, rebound a lot, and then pass a few times, and we got it. So there it is.
That's great. Hey, crack the code. All right. So season wise, Wilt's the only player with 30 points per game and 20 rebounds per game. He did 7 times in his career, 30 points per game, 20 rebounds per game. He had, of course, the 50 and 25 season, where he averaged 50 points per game, 44 and 24, 38 and 27, 37 and 27, 36 and 22, 34 and 22, and 33 and 24, almost 25. That was the 66 season. It's the last time that he did that age. 29 when he was back with the Sixers. Bob Pettit, by the way, only place if you reduce the number of points and still have 20 rebounds. Bob Pettit, the only other player with a 25 point per game, 20 rebound season to the 1961, and only Wilt Pettit, Jerry Lucas, and Nate Thurmond have 20 seasons. So, and if you want to like get it down to like 20 and 15, you certainly get more players, but if you look at who has done that the most, even since 1969, which is the end of Will Chamberlain, obviously late in Will Chamberlain's career, Wilt still has done it as many times as any other player has ever done it since. So pretty impressive.
Yeah. Will Chamberlain. Yeah. These numbers
pretty
are
good.
Incredible.
Pretty
yeah.
Good.
And yeah, you know what? I think we let's encourage some other people to send us some Wilt stuff, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if you want to participate, you want to dig into stathead.com, you want to find searches that only return Will Chamberlain, you want to share them with us at Twitter. Just we got a hashtag only Wilt. If you also want to use there's always a Wilt stat, we'll allow that one as well. The official hashtag, we're going to go with only Wilt. And if you at Stathead and at Over and Back NBA, if you want to participate, we'll shout it out there. We'd love to get some other people involved and share some of these Wilt searches. We'll also be sharing the searches that we talked about here during the week to participate as well. So maybe we'll get the community out there throwing out some fun Wilt stuff. But it's always just it's mind-boggling. I mean, you know, obviously part of this is the era that he played in. You know, I'm not saying he would have necessarily done all of this had he played in a different era, but he still is just an incredible force in the game. Just no one ever put the numbers that he did. I don't think there was ever a force in basketball history and NBA history like him. Did some of the dominant players, you know, you got Mike in during his era. You got, you know, Kareem doing great things. You got Shaq being an incredible force as well. Probably the closest thing that we've ever seen to Wilt. But Wilt was just on a whole nother level in terms of just, you know, putting up these just crazy numbers that are just mind boggling.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like even knowing that, and we've done, like you said, we've done multiple shows about Wilt and about his 100 point games and about what he does. Still, as you're going over these just insane numbers, you just can't help but laugh. And I think that's the best part about the Wilt stats is like even in just an insane era that he's playing in, like he still had to do that. Everybody else is playing in the insane era he was playing in. And yeah, Elgin Baylor has some pretty crazy numbers. Some other guys have some pretty crazy numbers, but nobody does it like Wilt. And yeah, no matter how many times a Wilt stat is read to me, or I find a Wilt stat, or we find them in here, it's just, you can't help but just go like, oh my God, it's ridiculous. Like, it's unbelievable. It's ridiculous, and it's incredible. So, yeah, join us, hashtag only Wilt, at Stathead, and at OverbackNBA on Twitter, and let us know what you find. Put, of course, links to your Stathead search as well. And then, as we mentioned, use that over the code BACK, B-A-C-K, to get $20 off an annual subscription to any of Stathead.com's products. Again, that's our exclusive promo code BACK, B-A-C-K, $20 off an annual subscription to any of Stathead.com's products. So get on there, give us your Wilt stats, share them, and we'll share them back, and be a fun week of filling the feed with Wilt stats. I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. So yeah, I hope others will enjoy that as well. And thanks again to Stathead.com sponsoring this week's show, giving us the tools to take our research to the next level. thanks everyone for checking us out, for listening, for following us on Twitter at Over and Back. We're also on Facebook at Over and Back. If you're an old person, you still have to use Facebook. We will talk to you over there as well. We're kind of old people now, so we're not into all the newfangled sites.
Yeah, we're not so on much, the Tick or the Talk.
We're not on either one. I mean, we're on Twitter.
Jason's
going to
be dancing. Jason's getting all of his dancing ready.
Absolutely.
The lip syncing and dancing is all ready to go, but we just, you know, we haven't released them just yet, but soon.
I'll be dancing to Will Chamberlain highlights now.
right. That's it. Yeah. Oh, hold on a minute.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Let's edit this off the podcast, because that's a $1 million idea that we got right there. So.
All right, yeah.
Hold on.
If you want to participate this weekend, go to stathead.com, do the search on their basketball reference tool. Only Wilt is the hashtag at Stathead at Over and Back NBA. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.